This fall, Germans will celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Berlin Wall coming down, marking the end of the Cold War and the end of a divided Germany. Yet a generation later, many Germans are still conflicted about their former communist half. That's certainly the case in the country's smallest state capital, which is home to perhaps the last statue in Germany of Soviet Union founder Vladimir Lenin. NPR's Berlin correspondent, Sarai Sahardi-Nelson, recently visited that monument. She has this report.
It's easy to miss the controversial bronze statue. It stands in front of a Soviet-style apartment high-rise here in the East German city of Schwerin. Far removed from the ornate city center, this 13-foot-tall depiction of Lenin has him looking relaxed. His hands are tucked in his coat pockets, and he's gazing off into the distance. But an angry message is scrawled in red paint across the sidewalk at his feet. In German it reads, "Lenin stays." An elderly resident hobbling past with a walker mistakes me for a protester and scolds me to leave the statue alone. She says he doesn't bother me. Many others agree with her. They say they can't understand why anyone wants one of the last Lenin statues in Western Europe torn down. One of them is Angelika Gramko, the mayor of Schwerin. She's determined to see the monument stay. She says it's artwork that reflects an important period in the city's 8.5-century history. If the city has to keep shelling out to blast away graffiti and chase off vandals, so be it.
You see him and ask, why is there a Lenin statue still here? What was it he actually stood for? This is the kind of debate that a public work of art makes possible. We won't change the way people think just by getting rid of a monument.
But she lost a recent court case brought by opponents of the statue who sought to cover its head with a hood for 3 hours. Several dozen out-of-town protesters did so 3 weeks ago. The organizer was Hannover resident Alexander Bauersfeld. He's 66 and was a political prisoner in the former East Germany. Bauersfeld says hooding Lenin like a prisoner was meant to get people thinking about his crimes. He said they wanted to make it clear to the area's officials that it's not acceptable to leave a monument to the founder of the Soviet Union standing. Schwerin resident Anne Drescher agrees. She's the archivist in charge of local documents and files related to the former East German Stasi, or secret police. Drescher recalls how the Schwerin Council almost voted to tear down the Lenin statue in 2007.
Als die Diskussion 2007 hier gestartet wurde, ob das
She says Estonian sculptor Jaak Soans, who made the monument, offered 7 years ago to melt the statue and use the bronze to build another sculpture. But the city council refused. Instead, it added a small sign to the monument addressing Lenin's more controversial history. Drescher calls the tablet laughable and an insult to East German victims of Soviet terror, murder, and oppression. She hopes the short protests last month will lead to further debate, if not a vote, to remove the statue. But, she says, it's unlikely Schwerin residents will lead those discussions.
Weil sie das, erleben.
Drescher says that's because there's too much fear here of being branded a pariah by one's neighbors. She explains many former East Germans still believe that anyone who was imprisoned had it coming. But Mayor Gramko believes there's another reason residents won't protest, East German pride. She says too many wounds remain from reunification. Many citizens of the former German Democratic Republic still don't feel they are treated as equals by their Western counterparts, the mayor explains, and that their history is being stripped away from them.
Ich bin Ostdeutsche, ich bin ein DDR-Kind.
I'm a child of the GDR, and a lot of who I am comes from that. I also learned that an undemocratic society is not good. But that legacy is something all sides can learn to deal with without revising history.
Gramko says you can change street names and tear down monuments, but the history remains. Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News.